Hello and welcome to the Ozone. I'm your host, Jeff Hazard, retired Sports Information Director of SUNY Oneonta and the current chair of the Athletic Hall of Fame Committee. And on today's show, we welcome in Sue Bailey, class of 1989, a 4-year outstanding basketball player for us, and we will enshrine her into our Athletic Hall of Fame this coming June 8th, 2024. Welcome to the show, Sue.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for having me. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
That's right, St. Patrick's Day. We're getting closer to June 8th. It's only a few months away.
Right. No.
How does that feel?
Oh, it feels amazing. I have to be honest, it was unexpected, but a very, very pleasant surprise. And when I found out, I was very humbled by it. Just to be in the conversation was an honor, and now to be in the Hall of Fame with all these incredible athletes from Oneonta, it's really a thrill. So I'm very grateful. Thank you. Thank you to the committee.
Well, congratulations on behalf of the committee. I mean, certainly it is well deserved. And, during that time, the 80s, we did have quite a few good teams and quite a, many outstanding athletes, as I found out because I was not there during that time. But your name is there, and we're going to put you on the
On
wall, and it'll be there forever.
the wall. Oh, good
Yeah.
Lord. Okay.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you.
So, what brought you to, how did you find your way to Oneonta? Why did you choose Oneonta?
Oneonta was the last school that I visited. And I'd visited several with my parents, one in Pennsylvania, several in New York, and met some great people, good coaches, really had some wonderful experiences, but wasn't sure, wasn't exactly sure. And then I went to Oneonta,
Wow.
and when I got there, I literally within 10 minutes was like, yeah, this feels right, and I felt comfortable. It felt like a fit for me. And I remember driving home with my parents saying, yeah, I think I want to go there. That's the place. So that was it. So nothing really exciting or anything. I just it just felt right.
In my the 23 plus years that I was at Oneonta and talking to former athletes like yourself and learning a little bit more about them, I think that every one of them has said that that's why they chose Oneonta, because it just
Yeah,
felt right, felt
it
like home.
does. It exactly felt like another home. So
Which is
yeah,
kind of,
I just knew it.
because you played for Barb Blodgett.
I played for Barb. I actually thought coming in, ironically enough, that I was going to play for Mac Culpepper. I don't know if you know that name.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Mac. But Coach Blodgett was on medical leave at the time, I believe. And so I had spoken to Coach Culpepper and thought that I was probably going to be playing for him. And then when it was Coach Blodgett, I was fine. I met her. She was great. So I was like, I was in with Oneonta at that point anyway. So I was happy to have Coach Blodgett. Yes, yeah, so I played for Coach for 4 years.
So, all conference player twice. You graduated as the all-time leading scorer. I mean, was that a surprise to you?
That's a funny story. I really found out about it a couple of games before. I think a coach said, Sue, you're close to all-time leading scorer. I'm like, what? So that was exciting, to be honest. I had a lot of people there. Some friends came up. My parents surprised me because I think I needed 7 or 8 points that game. So I remember my parents got there. They're like, we just were nervous you weren't going to get the 7, 8 points. But then they stopped the game. They made a big fuss. It was very, very sweet. And I was very appreciative. And I held it for probably about, what, 2.5 years? No, I'm just kidding.
No, actually quite a few years. I think
Oh, really?
it
I
took,
don't even know.
well, almost a decade,
Oh,
because
really?
yeah, the two players who are the all-time leading scorers, they were in the same class, and they were part of our NCAA team that went in,
Yeah, did really well.
19, yeah, in the late,
Yeah.
before I got there, 1998.
Okay.
And but it took until then, until somebody actually reached 1,000 points.
Wow.
So your record stood for a while.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Thank you for that. Yeah, it was fun.
So now you only got to play a couple years with the three-pointer, right?
Yeah, when I started, I think that was actually the first year. I want to say, was it 86?
I think it was 86 or 87.
Should probably know that. So it might have been a year or two with it, a year or two without it.
Yeah.
But
how do you think that changed the way the game was played?
I think it added to the game. I
Yeah.
think it was, you know, especially if you're a good shooter,
Right.
which I didn't have too many out there, but we had a couple of girls on our team who could shoot that three.
Yeah.
So I think it was good for the in and out part of the game. And
right.
certainly with assists and assist in, you know, to the fours and the fives, I think it made it more of a well-rounded game. So yeah. I loved it. And I also loved when they shrunk the basketball for girls.
Yes.
Whenever that happened.
Yeah.
That was
Well,
a
it
big
wasn't
deal.
too much after that, because I actually coached women's basketball for a while, and
Yeah.
it was amazing. Like, that was really a great change for them.
It really was.
And obviously what it's done for the game, you watch it now on television and they'll, you know, it's pretty
unbelievable. An unbelievable time for girls basketball. Yeah.
Yes. Did you think that you were part of any kind of revolution in women's athletics or basketball?
No,
No,
not at all. No, not at all.
no. How much fun was it to play? I mean, you know, talk a little bit about your teams and your teammates.
Oh, I had a wonderful experience, really. I came in as a freshman and didn't play as much. You know, I had to work to get some playing time that first
Yeah.
year. But I remember specifically my first year as a freshman meeting Lori O'Neill, Katie Keck, Jackie Meadow. Those were the three girls that were my leaders, the role
Yeah.
models. They just brought it every day. I mean, they had the energy, they had the passion, you know, they had the knowledge of the game. So they were like vocal leaders and also role models. You know, they
Yeah.
showed by example.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, being at practice and just them, you know, rooting everybody on. And I just got more into it more and more. And the more, and I love the game of basketball, but the more that you heard and the more you like worked as a team, the more I wanted to play. I was like, I got to get out here. I want to play more.
Yeah.
So it drove me to try to just work a little harder and try to get in as much as I possibly could and take advantage of the time when I was in the game.
Right.
So they were terrific. And then, you know, through the years, I just played with some amazing girls. I was lucky enough to play with Liz Hutchinson for 4 years,
Okay.
Jody Reisdorf, a good friend of
Yeah.
mine, Trish O'Sullivan, Dina St. Clair. I think she was in the
Dina,
Hall of Fame last year.
yeah.
I played with Dina for 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And then my senior year, Stacey White, Deb Lynch, I'm going to forget someone, but they all had an impact on my life, really. And, you know, made me a better player. And certainly I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. So I'm
Right.
very appreciative to my teammates throughout the 4 years.
Yeah. It's funny that those names, you know, when you mention them or whatever, I mean, through the years of doing some research and putting together records for women's basketball, those names are all,
Oh, they're all over
they
the
just stand
place.
out. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So
And I'm
in.
so fortunate that I'm friendly. Like Lori O'Neill to this day is my bestie, you know, so I'm just
Wow.
so fortunate that I still have a relationship with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's an important part of like your overall, I guess, experience at Oneonta. I mean, that seems to be, was it all about the team? Was, you know, talk a little bit about that.
So I think my whole experience at Oneonta, I felt very blessed because being a student athlete was important to me,
Yeah.
you know, so I took my academics seriously and I had fun, don't get me wrong, but
Yeah.
I wanted to do well in both, you
Yeah.
know, I wanted to do well in both. So it was important to me, to try to focus when I had to do the academics and focus when I was playing sports. But to be honest with you, Oneonta was a wonderful 4 years of my life, but playing basketball made it that much better. I mean, it just for me, it just brought it to a whole nother level, you
Right.
know. So, and I was able to have experiences outside of basketball as well. I had a wonderful group of friends that I lived with, a core group of friends who ended up getting involved, by the way, with the basketball team. I think one ended up being the scorekeeper. One did
Wow.
one two of them ended up taking videos. One did the clock. I mean, so
Wow.
they were all really, really supportive of the team as well. But so I think just being on a sport made it so much more special for me. It was also an outlet. You're playing ball. You don't have to worry about studying now. We're going to play basketball and we're going to have some fun. And just the laughs and the camaraderie and the bonding that I had with my team. It's just a lifetime of memories. So,
yeah. Now, during that time, I would have to assume, because there were a lot of 2 and 3 sport athletes.
Yes.
On the women's side.
Yeah.
What was that like to, like you said, we talked about Dina St. Clair, who was a 3 sport athlete.
She was like a three. Yeah. She played everything. She did everything.
Yeah. And so did you all kind of hang out and go support each other during the different seasons?
Yeah. Yeah, we did. I mean, I had a couple of my friends played on the softball team, soccer, my roommate played on the soccer team. So yeah, it was, that's what was great about Oneonta is it had a really strong academic and athletic program. Right. So it was a pleasure. I was also lucky enough to be friendly with some of the guys, the soccer team, the men on the soccer team and the men on the basketball team.
Yeah.
So we would, one of my favorite times I would say, as far as games go, were those back-to-backs.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still do that.
Yes, they do.
They still have, I love those. Those were great because they, you'd have a game on Friday night and then you'd have a game on Saturday night and the men would follow us.
Yeah.
So we would play and it was wonderful. People would come out and then the girls would go back and get ready and come out for the men's game. And it was just, it was really special. And what was also special about that is my parents would always come up those weekends because they had friends who lived in a log cabin in Walton, which wasn't far from Oneonta.
Yeah.
So they would go to the log cabin, come to both games. So those weekends were extra special for me. And so it was just a lot of memories flooding back now.
Again, that's what most of the, when you get a chance to reflect back on it, it's always.
Yeah, I really haven't thought about a lot of it until this, the last several weeks. And it's like, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. What was the campus like? Because of course it's changed a lot since you were there.
It has changed. I'm looking forward to it. I have not been back since 1992.
Wow.
I think that's the last time. I went back for a couple of alumni games.
Yeah.
I went back for a couple of alumni games. And I think the last one, I actually lived in Virginia at the time. And I came from Virginia for the alumni game. And I think that was 92. Wow. But anyway, the campus was great. I mean, again, the feel that I got right away, it was probably obviously more intimate than it is now. Now it's probably, I can't wait to see it, but I know it's much bigger and more sparkly and flashy. And, when we played, it was probably more homey and, the gym was, not this huge gym. It was, but it was home to us. And it was, the campus was great. Library was great. I lived on campus for 3 years.
Wow.
I really loved being on campus. Except for that cow path walk.
Oh, up there. So
I remember walking up the cow path. It was
still there.
To me, the campus was a community. It really was. You'd walk around and you'd see people in that area right around the gym. It wasn't a courtyard, but it was similar.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a meeting. Oh, they called it the wall. It just came to me.
Oh, yeah.
They called it the wall in the old days. I'm sure that wall is gone right now, but they called it the wall. That was like the cool place to hang out.
Okay. Was that outside Chase Gymnasium? Or was that down this?
Right. I think it was like, my friends would kill me right now if I didn't know. It was kind of by the gym and the library. I want to say it was like a triangle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yep.
That's cool.
I'm trying to think if that was still there because they turned it into, they called it the President's Garden now. It's all nice brick and, some nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you walk around the campus, you're going to be like, wow, this. And then you'll say, oh, that used to be this. And that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I am.
So, but no, it really beautiful campus. We had a facilities person that just took so much pride and.
That's important. Yeah. So. Yeah. And it's a popular school too. Yeah. So more and more people go there, the more and more you can build. Now they have the whole field, right?
All
you
the
have
field
a whole
house.
Athletic.
Yeah. And we have we built, we redid our softball and baseball fields. They're now turf.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So now we have all turf fields. So we never have to worry about, I guess you'd say weather, but
that weather.
Yeah, I
That
know.
weather. I remember I did love this too. I played on a co-ed softball team at Oneonta. And I remember specifically that we had a game on May 3rd and it snowed.
Oh, geez.
I was like, where are we?
Yeah,
Yeah.
that happens a
So,
lot.
but it was
Yeah.
fun. It was
Yeah.
fun.
So, did you participate in any other campus activities while you were, or was it just all basketball and?
It was pretty much basketball and just whatever sport I could get my hand on. I played a lot of racquetball. I
Oh,
remember
okay.
there was racquetball courts in the gym too. There's like
Yep.
probably three of them, but they were like a hidden treasure. Nobody really knew they were there.
No.
So I remember a couple friends of mine, we found them. But yeah, I mean, again, I had such a great time with my friends and the basketball and going to other sporting events. It was a great time. Very, very fulfilling.
Yeah. So you took your Oneonta education and then you spent your entire professional career in education,
Yes.
which, maybe talk about that and how you think Oneonta really built the foundation for you to do what you did in your career.
Oh, well, yeah, it certainly did. I graduated with a business economics degree and a business communications minor, and then I kind of switched gears. I switched gears into education with wonderful experiences in my early 20s, and the jobs that I did have, I'm very fortunate to have them. But I ended up switching gears into education, went back to school for school counseling. And that's how I ended up in education. I was a school counselor, assistant principal, and then a principal. And from Oneonta, what I learned, I mean, again, back to being on a team, I think that's a huge part of it. I think it's all those experience kind of goes in a blender and then they kind of
Yeah.
form who we are,
Yeah.
And being on a team, I mean, I think about, yeah, some of those things that you learn, prioritizing your time, managing your time, what kind of work ethic are you building and developing? I think that's a big part of it. Like I always did expect a lot, from myself, and the work ethic developed and I wanted it to. I wanted it to be stronger. Focus. I wanted to be that person that would focus on whatever it is I'm doing. I'm not great at that all the time, but
Yeah.
I want to say that I want to be great at that is when you're in something, do it. Be in the present, focus on what
Right.
you're doing. And then when you're in the next thing, just like if I'm studying, I'm studying. If I'm in basketball practice, I'm in basketball practice. So I think that was an important thing, developing your work ethic. And then I think, when I think about being, in education and being a leader in education, I think about the leaders that I had that I mentioned before at Oneonta. And then when I was captain and a leader, I'd like to think that I paid it forward a little bit to the girls. I certainly was not the percentage of what the girls were to me,
Right.
but they, I think that was important to learn about being a leader, learn about being a good teammate. What kind of teammate do I want to be, And then the biggest thing for all student athletes, I think, is representing the school. You're representing Oneonta, you're representing a team, you're representing yourself. And I think I did that, I tried to do that with the school that I worked in for 25 years. You're a representative of school. That's an honor, it's a privilege. So all of those experiences that I had, even switching into education was, really formed who I am and where I am now.
Wow.
So I'm very, very appreciative.
Did you ever, because you said you were in business economics, like, did you ever think you were going to be in education? You didn't go to
No.
Oneonta to be a teacher.
If somebody, when I was bouncing a basketball in Oneonta, if anybody would have told me I would have been a middle school principal for 15 years, I would have said, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
You're crazy. I didn't even think about it. But along the way, I'll tell you a couple of the courses that I had in my business communication minor, some of those courses stuck with me. The industrial psychology communication courses, those stuck with me. And I remember when I was working in the business field in my early 20s, I remember kind of, leaning towards human resources and psychology. And I kept going back to it. And that's when I decided to shift over to counseling. And then I did a brief internship in a school and I was like, all right, done, because I was in a school, and the guidance counselor that I was with was a coach. I'm like, oh, okay, this is where I need to be.
Right. Did you get an opportunity to coach at all?
I did. I was terrible. Coaching was not my, I loved it because I loved being with the girls.
Right.
They were great and talk about, and I was a guidance counselor at the time. So I had my girls on my team in my office all the time. And it was much fun. But on the court, I don't know how these varsity coaches and these college coaches do it. I was consumed with ninth grade girls basketball.
Yeah.
I don't know how these varsity coaches do it. I'm just so impressed. I was just, I couldn't get it out of my own head. I was very intense. And then I would after the game, I would laugh at myself. Like, why did you get so intense? You know, so. Yeah. But I had a great time with the kids, and I did it for probably 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
and then that was it.
That's crazy. That's
but
funny.
I loved it.
any highlights from your experiences at Oneonta? Maybe a game or something, or.
Yeah, you brought the one up before, but I think a couple of things come to mind. One game we lost, but. The away games were always so special because it's a bond with your teammates. You have fun, you're silly, you know, the away games, it's just jumping on the Oneonta bus. Do they still have the big Red Dragon bus and everything?
No, we do not. No.
Oh, you don't? Oh, no. There used to be a big Oneonta bus with the Red Dragons on it. It was great.
Wow. I never heard of that. So I've been there. Never heard of the big Red Dragon bus.
I got to get a picture for you.
You should. I need to see it. Never knew it. Even John Fueling never talked about the big Red Dragon bus.
Really?
Yes.
I got to get a picture so everybody believes me.
Yeah.
It was great. But anyway, and I think we might have taken vans. Sometimes on an overnight, we would take vans. But most games, we took the big bus. And I remember coming down to Stony Brook my sophomore year. And I bring up that game only because, you know, I grew up about 20 minutes from Stony Brook. So it was so special for me because I was a sophomore. So I was, you know, I was playing more, but I had my whole team there. And then my parents had the whole team over to the house after the game. So here we are going from Stony Brook after the game, you know, showering, going down to my parents and having a party. I remembered my whole team was in my house and dancing, and my parents, you know, my mom made a bunch of food and we just had a ball. And it was just special for me to have, you know, my world's colliding at that point. Other games, I was my senior year, we made the playoffs. And that was the first time we had made the playoffs. Yeah. So that was exciting. And I was happy for Coach Blodgett because I think she, you know, she was excited for that and proud of that. And I was happy for her. And we lost, but it was a great experience just to be there. You know?
Yeah.
So, but all the games, I mean, I have so many memories. And the other thing that I love, which my teammates probably would freak out if they heard me say this, but I love the double sessions. We used to come back a week earlier than the rest of the athletes, the rest of the students after Christmas break. And that week you just focused on basketball. You didn't have work to worry about. So you focused on basketball, and we were there, you know, all the girls lived in the same home, you know, two homes or whatever. Yeah. And it was work in the morning, you know, you bust your butt at practice, be exhausted during the day, eat, go back to practice. And it was just a really fun time with the team and a real bonding time. And we also, you know, shared the campus and the town with the men's basketball team. So that was fun too. We got to spend some time with them. Yeah. So it was really, it was a good time.
Yeah. Anyone you'd like to thank for your, you know, that you think contributed to your experience? And
yeah, I mean, honestly, all the teammates that I had mentioned before, they all had an impact on me. I have such fond memories of them. Coach Blodgett, of course, you know, she was so dedicated, and you could tell loved the game of basketball. We had three other coaches that also I learned quite a bit from, especially about the game and different. Was Coach Finn, I don't know if you know this name, he was only here for a short time, I'm gonna say a season. Coach Haig, Karen Haig,
yeah,
she was phenomenal.
Yeah, she went on to a lot of collegiate coaching success
Yes,
as well.
She had it. You could just tell she had it.
Yep.
I was, you know, zoned in when she was talking, you know. And Jackie Meadow, who was also a friend of mine, still keep in touch with her. You know, she was super into it and a great coach. So I had, yeah, I had some phenomenal coaches. And I have to thank my parents, you know, because my parents are gone, you know, both of them are gone, unfortunately. And, I just, they've been such, always were such a huge part of my athletic career. And, you know, there's a huge part of all of these memories, and, they'd get a kick out of this.
Yeah.
They would get it. They would, this would mean a lot to them. This would mean a lot to them. So
well, they will be there, I'm sure.
Thank you.
They'll be there.
Thank you.
Well, listen, on behalf of the Hall of Fame committee, again, you know, just congratulations. And
thank you.
We look forward to celebrating you and our other
thank
inductees
you.
On June 8th. You know, so we're just looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun day.
Thank you, Jeff. I also want to thank you because you're such an ambassador for Oneonta Sports and for this Hall of Fame process, and you just made it that much more special. So thank you.
Well, it'll be again, I can't wait to meet you again. The ones that I don't get to, you know, see, or I didn't see, you know what I mean? It's just great to meet them and finally just say hello.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. Thanks.
So we'll see you on June 8th then.
Okay. I'll see you then.
All right. Thank
All
you.
Right, take care. Bye. Thank you.